With the first contests of the Democratic primary drawing near and the race tightening, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley will meet on a stage in Charleston on Sunday night for the fourth Democratic debate in a contest with firmly drawn battle lines. The three candidates have sparred in past debates, but with the temperature rising and candidates launching full frontal attacks against each other regularly on the campaign trail, Sunday night's contest will likely have a sharper tone. The stakes are high. Sunday's debate is the last before the Iowa caucuses, where Sanders and Clinton are locked in a near-even battle to win the first contest in the Democratic primary. The impression Clinton and her insurgent challenger Sanders make on Sunday could presage their performance on February 1st. It is the candidates' last chance to reach a national audience before voting begins. In recent weeks, gun control and health care have become the sharpest points of contention between frontrunners Clinton and Sanders. Clinton has accused Sanders of being weak on gun control, pointing to his repeated votes against the Brady Bill and in support of the so-called Charleston loophole, which allows gun buyers to bypass a background check if it is not completed in 3 days. When it really mattered, Senator Sanders voted with the gun lobby, and I voted against the gun lobby, Clinton said last week, referring to Sanders' vote in favor of a 2005 law that protected gun manufacturers from legal liability. Clinton also said Sanders' single-payer health care proposal would likely require a tax hike on the middle class, saying in an interview this week with MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that Sanders' single-payer plan would dismantle health care as we know it. Sanders, for his part, has said Clinton would not be tough enough regulating Wall Street banks and said he would be more likely to win against a Republican in a general election in November. In terms of bringing young people and working class people into the political process, an objective assessment will suggest that our campaign has a lot more momentum and a lot more energy than Secretary Clinton's campaign. Clinton and Sanders are locked in a tight contest to win the Iowa caucuses just 15 days after the debate and the New Hampshire primary on February 9th. Sanders has ridden an unexpected wave of enthusiasm to consistently edge out Clinton in New Hampshire and is in a virtual tie with the former Secretary of State in Iowa. With the candidates in Charleston, South Carolina, where 9 African Americans were shot and killed in June, gun control is likely to play a prominent sparring point in the coming debate. The venue for the debate is a short walk from the Emmanuel AME Church where the shooting occurred. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, in the meantime, has struggled to break through despite repeated debates and airtime before a national television audience. This article posted by Sam Frizzell.